享受工作，乐生活。HP Dragonfly 顶级商务笔电，透过专业的 HP Presence 设计，配置了会议快速键，提供先进的 AI 降噪功能，搭配清晰专业的音效，增强音讯及视讯功能，就算不在办公室，也能从容应对线上会议。HP Dragonfly G4 支援全新 Intel V Pro 平台，为卓越商务而生。
Hello, 通勤家族，欢迎来到 15minutes.today 通勤学英语。You are now listening to John. 我是 John 老师。想要让你的英语听力像火箭一样飞升吗？订阅我们的国际时事跟读 VIP， 每个月12折的高品质跟读音档，带着你透过时事加强听力。如果你追求词汇的深度和广度，那么就订阅英语咖啡馆 VIP。每周都有主题逐字稿学习笔记，让你的单字库不再停滞。如果你什么都想要，我们还有学习大补帖，一次拥有两大方案的超强组合。立即订阅通勤学英语 VIP 会员方案，开始你的英语复利人生。Hello and welcome to 15minutes.today, the podcast that helps you improve your English on the go the most natural way. You are listening to John, and today being Monday, we are going to go on to one of our shadowing activities. And for those of you who have just joined us, and if you don't know what shadowing is, it is a technique used by a lot of interpreters for their training and also can be used for deliberate practices on speaking and listening.For the more advanced practitioners, what they do is they say exactly what they hear. And this way, they mimic what is being heard exactly. That helps them to process the information of what is heard and also build muscle memory of what is said. So if you would like more on the techniques and how we do this, please do check out on our 15minutes.today website. We have simple instructions for you that we can share. But remember, if you just started listening in full English, please do give yourself some space and some time to get used to and comfortable listening to our episodes in full English before you engage in any deliberate practices. But for the rest...of our 15 Minutes family. You guys know the drill. So today we are going to be looking at an article related to South Korea. And recently, South Korea has banned the trade of dog meat. So for cultural reasons and also with a little bit of historical background, dog meat was part of many people's diet in Asia. And now that we have moved on to modern times, South Korea has decided to take a legal ban on dog meat.Next, I'll give you the three major highlights of this article. And remember to use these highlights to build context around the topic. And I want you to listen to the highlight very carefully and build a great mental picture around the topic as much as you can. Our first highlight, landmark legislation. South Korea's historic law banning dog meat trade, effective by 2027, reflects changing attitudes.Aiming to end a centuries-old practice while respecting animal rights. Next highlight, strict penalties. The new law targets the dog meat trade, imposing up to 3 years in prison for butchering dogs and maximum of 2 years for raising or selling them. Next highlight, cultural shift. Support for the ban is rooted in a cultural shift,where dogs are increasingly viewed as family members. Despite challenges, unanimous approval signals changing public sentiment. Now, a couple of keywords here. Law, ban, okay? Banning means not able to do it anymore according to law. And reflect changing attitudes, meaning South Koreans are changing their attitudes towards dog meat and dog meat trade.And another keyword, changing public sentiment, the way the general public feels about this issue. Now let's get on with the article. South Korea takes historic step, ban on dog meat trade. South Korea has recently marked a significant moment in its cultural landscape as the parliament approved a groundbreaking law prohibiting the production and sale of dog meat.This landmark legislation, slated to be enforced by 2027, aims to bring an end to the age-old practice of consuming dog meat, commonly known as Boxingtang. While the consumption of dog meat itself will not be deemed illegal, this move reflects the changing attitudes toward this tradition, with only 8% of people having tried dog meat in the past year, according to a recent Gallup poll. The new law primarily targets the dog meat trade, imposing strict penalties on those involved. Individuals convicted of butchering dogs may face up to 3 years in prison, while those found guilty of raising or selling dogs for meat could serve a maximum of 2 years. The legislation provides a 3-year grace period for farmers and restaurant owners to transition to alternative sources of employment before the ban takes effect. With approximately 1,600 dog meat restaurants and 1,150 dog farms in 2023, these establishments must submit plans to phase out their businesses to local authorities. Support for the ban stems from a changing cultural landscape, where dogs are increasingly seen as family members rather than sources of food. Animal rights activists applaud the government's commitment to end the dog meat trade, emphasizing the importance of respecting the rights of animals. However, opinions on the ban remain divided, particularly among older generations who view dog meat as a traditional delicacy. The generational gap is evident, as younger South Koreans like 22-year-old student Lee Chae-yong advocate for the ban to promote animal rights and acknowledge the evolving role of pets in society. This historic decision has not come without challenges. Dog farmers and restaurant owners, many of whom are elderly, express concerns about losing their livelihoods. The government has promised support, but the details of compensation are still being worked out. The ban's passage in Parliament received unanimous approval, signaling a shift in public sentiment toward the humane treatment of animals. As South Korea navigates this cultural shift, it joins the global movement towards recognizing the rights of animals and fostering a more compassionate society. Let's move on to the keyword drills. First keyword, Parliament. Parliament. Parliament refers to the assembly of representatives of a political nation or people. Some countries have parliament, some countries have Congress. Example sentence. South Korea has recently marked a significant moment in its cultural landscape as the parliament approved a groundbreaking law prohibiting the production and sale of dog meat. Next keyword, establishment. Establishments. Establishment refers to the companies or organizations. Example sentence. With approximately 1,600 dog meat restaurants and 1,150 dog farms in 2023, these establishments must submit plans to phase out their businesses to local authorities. Next keyword, generational. Generational. Generational means related to the different generations. Example sentence, the generational gap is evident as younger South Koreans advocate for the ban to promote animal rights. Next keyword, unanimous. Unanimous. Unanimous means agreed by all. Example sentence, the ban's passage in Parliament received unanimous approval, signaling a shift in public sentiment toward the humane treatment of animals. Next keyword, compassionate. Compassionate. Compassionate means the ability to show pity or sympathy and understanding of people and their feelings. Example sentence, as South Korea navigates this cultural shift, it joins the global movement towards recognizing the rights of animals and fostering a more compassionate society. That's the article for today, you guys. I hope you enjoyed this topic. And this is something that is not a major issue to us in Taiwan because we view dogs as pets and family members long time ago. However, in different parts of the world, they have different traditional practices. And guys, if you find our shadowing practices like this enjoyable and also useful in improving your listening and speaking, please do check out our VIP membership program. We have additional content to offer, both on the listening side and also on the transcripting side. Please do check out our programs, and we welcome all our listeners to come and engage with us through Facebook or Instagram. All our relevant links are also in the description box below. Just remember to check your podcast player and click on the dot, dot, dot or more for more information about our VIP membership program as well as all our learning resources. And I will catch you in the next episode. Good job, and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目，欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today。有兴趣 John 老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目，记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one!